Hello guys, this is going to be part two to the Decide podcast. Thank you for listening this morning. I'm on a walk. So if you hear some outside noise, some birds singing or whatnot, that's because I'm going for my morning walk. But yeah, guys, this is going to be part two of Decide. So I wanted to talk to you guys today about just getting out there and not being afraid. This part will cover that. I was thinking about this. What keeps people from a big part of what keeps people from trying is the fear of it, if it not working out. If you think about it, what's something that you haven't tried out yet, right? What's something that you haven't tried, but you've been wanting to try for like a very, very long time? And then ask yourself, what's been keeping me from trying it? I guarantee you a big part of that is fear. The unknown, not knowing whether it will work out. And a big part of that is the fear of what other people will think. What if my family makes fun of me? What if someone says something rude to me? Or what if they think poorly of me? You know, you just never know. What if someone makes fun of me because it doesn't work out? You know, there's all kinds of things that could happen. But if you think about it, if we worry about that stuff, it's going to just hold us back from trying. And then time is going to keep passing by. Years are going to pass. And you're always going to wonder if that would have worked out or not. But what I'm afraid of in my, I think about my future. I'm like, man, what would I regret the most? I would regret not trying something I've always wanted to try. I would regret waiting until I'm like 80 or something to try something I've been wanting to try since I was like 35, which I am now. I don't want to do that. That scares me so, so much. It scares me thinking about that. Being 80 years old, 70, 50, whatever. And thinking back 15 years prior, 20 years prior, 50, you know, 40 years prior, and saying, hey, why don't I just try this? You know, if you think about it, the quicker you get to just making a mistake or finding out if something works out, the quicker you get to finding out what does work out. You know, you don't have to be afraid of it not working out. Because I don't think, I didn't realize this. I really didn't. And I didn't see that. If you just get out there and just start doing, right? If you just get out there and start doing and just trying stuff, you'll find out what's for you or not. You don't have to be afraid of... You'll get a clearer vision, pretty much. That's the best way to put it. Don't worry about what other people are going to think of you. If you worry about what other people are going to think of you, then you're just going to limit your life. You're only going to go so high because your decisions are going to be based off of somebody else's opinion. And that's not a good way to live. So really, do yourself a favor and just get out there and try stuff. Decide on what you want to do. And that's a big part of it when it comes to... when it comes to seeing your the life you want to see, right? Make plans for it. Sit down, decide what you want to do. Write it down, you know? This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. This is how much I want to make or whatever your plans and goals are. And then start doing. Write down this, like, for example, it's like a shopping list, you know? You write down what you want. This is what I'm going there for. This is what I want. So most of the time, if you don't write down what you want, what happens? You forget, or you just don't get it. And you know, it's like, come on, man. I've been wanting to get this. I've been wanting to buy this for so long, but hey, I didn't write it down. I forgot that, you know, your plans will not work out if you don't. If you don't plan out for it, if you don't write it down, you know, most of the time it will just get neglected. You'll forget about it or something. Don't do that to your life. It's not worth it. And that's why you might hear that a lot where some people who are I hear that a lot from people who are living the life that they want. They say that hey man, just write it down. Why do they say that? I always wondered that. Then I was like, oh, if I write it down, I can see what I need to, we need to do, right? If you have a to-do list, you see what needs to be done. And that, you're more than likely to get it done if you're seeing, if you're constantly seeing, hey, I need to get this done, than if you never wrote it down, you're not seeing it. Because it'll just pop in your head, it'll float around in there for a while, and then you'll forget about it. You'll get distracted by something. And distractions are, man, that plays a big part in why a lot of the time we don't see us living the life that we want to live, because we get distracted. You have to be careful with that. So this part two is really, really, really short. I just want you to realize that the sooner you get out there and make mistakes or figure out what is, and when I say mistakes, I don't mean go out there and purposely be doing bad things. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, get out there and take risks. The sooner you get out there to see what works out, don't allow fear to keep you from making a decision. You know, the sooner you get out there and you start just making decisions, you'll start to see what's for you, what works out, you know, what makes sense to you. You'll get a clearer vision and a clearer scope of things, a clearer understanding. And don't worry about what people say about you, because you know what, this is true. A lot of the time, those people who are talking about you aren't even doing anything. They're not planning to do anything with their lives, and they don't want you to go up because they're not doing anything. And it's very, very sad, because a lot of the times it's your own family and friends. They don't want to see you make it. They may pretend like they do. A lot of them do. Some people do. Some of them do. But some of them don't. So if you're listening to negative, if you're getting, hearing something negative from someone, and realize that, hey, man, a lot of times they don't have any vision. They don't have any dreams. They don't have anything that they're going after. So, you know, why would they encourage you to go after your dreams? So just don't take it to heart. We're in a situation sometimes where we have to listen to someone. You may be a kid and your parent is telling you something, and it's not something that's positive. It's something that's really going to just meant to discourage you. Well, listen to what they have to say. Or if you're in a situation like that, or if you're hearing something from like your principal at school, or your professor, or your preacher or something, and they give you some negative advice or something that is not for your, doesn't sit right in your spirit, you know, don't take it to heart. Do not take it to heart. Remember that you don't have to do what they say you have to do, especially if you know it's not right in your spirit. You don't, it's not right. You don't feel it. It's not right with you. It doesn't set right with you. Their intentions may be good sometimes, but hey, man, our good intentions don't get us anywhere. It's what we do. It's what we, you know, the seeds that we plant. Boy, we have to get out there and start planting seeds. So I want you to know that everything that you want to do is possible. Make plans for it. Don't worry about if it's going to work out or not. Don't worry about if who's gonna make fun of you or what they're going to say about you. That doesn't matter. If you allow that is a distraction. If you allow that distraction to hold you back and to cause you to stop and think about what they said, the person said, or, you know, what's going on in your life, don't stop to think. Just keep going. You're going to make mistakes anyway. We all will. We're going to make mistakes. We'll realize that, hey, taking this job, it wasn't the best thing for me. But you know what? Sometimes you won't realize that until you take the job. You have fuzzy thoughts, you know, you're like, oh, should I take this? And you're in a situation where you have to make a quick decision. You know, you're like, oh, man, what is this the right decision? And you go into that situation asking. But, you know, sometimes you just don't know unless you just go for it. Don't be afraid to just go for it. You taking that job and realizing that it wasn't for you, hey, it just cleared up your mind and helps you realize what is for you, or it got you a step closer to realizing what is for you. So don't be so hard on yourself. Remember that you are responsible for your destiny. You can't put that blame on somebody else. You cannot put the blame and the responsibility, because at the end of your life, right, it's going to be you, yourself, and you. You're not going to have whoever you're getting advice from next to you when you're getting ready to die, right? They might be next to you, but the point is the responsibility is in your lap. Each person has their own life to live. You have your own life to live. They have their own life to live. When it all comes down to it, they have to make decisions for themselves, and so do you. So what are you going to do? It's your life. So make sure the decisions that you're making is what you want to do, because you don't want to look back years prior and be like, man, I wish I had done what I wanted to do in that situation. It may be too late. That situation may have, time may have passed to where you don't even have that opportunity anymore. I refuse to accept that for me. So lately, I've definitely been making decisions for me. I take advice from people. You know, I've been really doing that. I've been really taking advice from people and just really listening to people. It's okay to take advice from people. It's okay to, you don't have to be stuck with one person, go with one person's advice. You know, it's good to get good advice from people or to consider different thoughts and perspectives. Because if anything, you know, it may help your perspective. It may strengthen your perspective. It may make things clearer. You never know. I'm not saying to never listen to people's advice. I'm just saying when you know that whatever someone's saying is not right in your spirit, it's not setting right in you, then don't take it to heart. Don't accept it. Process it correctly. Purge out what isn't right. Everything that you want to do in life is possible. But you have to put in the work. You have to be willing to make the right decisions. Don't come to the end of your life and have regrets because you didn't make the right decision to plan out what needs to be done. Make plans. Write it down. That's how you're going to get it done. Believe in yourself and know that it is not a waste of time to plan out your life. That's how things get done. And that's how you'll see the life that you want to see. So keep going. When it gets difficult, realize that, hey, it's difficult. It's difficult. It's going to be difficult either way. You say, if I take this risk, I could lose it all or, you know, whatever. Hey, if you don't take the risk, you can lose it. Either way, it's risky, right? It's risky either way. So you might as well go for it. Believe in yourself and you will see the life that you want to have. Thank you for listening.